Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We made it. Good morning. It's August 25th, and we're calling it the end of summer. I know we didn't get to Labor Day yet, but we're here. Vacation is over for both of us now, and we're here for the long haul here on BetSweats. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you for the next 3 hours on the BetMGM Network. We're here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. BetMGMNetwork.com. Listen to BetSweats live anywhere with the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, and over on TuneIn, YouTube, and Twitch as well. Sammy, how you feeling, man?
I beat the alarm by an hour and a half today. I moonwalked out of bed. My uniform was laid out on the floor. I had a juice box this morning. Football's back.
I think at some point of my twisted dream, I woke up an hour late for the show today. So I wake up an hour late. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, everybody's mad at me. And that as the day goes on, it all kind of is a blur and it goes away. But I do remember it was my first day back in like 2 weeks and I was an hour late and that was a mess, but we're here. We made it. And there was football on the TV over the weekend, sort of, I guess. Right. I mean, there was one game worth watching. Apparently it's week zero. It's whatever. It's just a little appetizer. It's just a little taste, right?
Kansas State, Iowa State stunk until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then I hate when this happens. We get that first weekend of real football because I'm sorry, I don't count the preseason. I don't. I know we bet on it. We talk about it. But until we get a real game that actually matters, I'm wishy-washy. But we had that late flurry of points in the fourth quarter in Dublin. Kansas State, Iowa State finally start scoring. And there's a play where there's a touchdown called on the field. And then they go to the monitor and check it out. And actually the forearm was down inside the one. So Iowa State, rather than punch it in, smartly decides we're going to take a bunch of knees and end this game. If the touchdown would have counted, the game goes over. But because it didn't, and the Cyclones knee it out, the game stays under. And what's the common comment on Twitter? Bad beat if you had the over. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. The game was a dead under, and it actually would have been a worse beat if the game went over and you had the under. But the lingo comes and goes. I'm glad football is back. But no, if you had the over in a game that was under the entire time and should have been under, that's not a bad beat. Let's correct that right now.
So the documentation is underway, apparently?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How'd that go? 1-1?
1-1.
Okay. All right. It's fine. It's underway. That's the important part. I thought the easiest bet on the board, See, we always make these references, and it does feel like it's true. And maybe we should start tracking it. There are bets that maybe we talk about. I didn't talk about because I didn't have a show with you, and we wouldn't have known that this was going to happen yesterday until we got there. But sometimes they're like the easiest bets, the bets you talk about, like, oh, you got to bet it, and then you just never get to it. Like they seem to cash the easiest. And that was for me yesterday afternoon. Like there was never a doubt that Chinese Taipei was going to win the Little League World Series over Nevada yesterday. There was never a question. I grew up watching, and they kept talking about this drought, but like growing up watching that year after year, it always felt like Chinese Taipei was one of the last two or four teams in it. And it felt like we were always chasing them as the Americans. But I saw what that team did pitching wise and defensive wise. I'm like, they're not giving up any runs. They're going to kill Nevada. I don't even know if it's available. I should have gone offshore and hunted on that one because I was like, I mean, should I even watch? I know who's going to win the championship.
It's so funny you bring that up. I didn't watch a single pitch. My parents are here, though, because they know that it's about to get crazy for me. So they're out here for the whole weekend. They're about to fly out hour or two from now. My dad was locked in to the Little League final. Locked in. And we're in the kitchen. We're getting dinner ready, prepping it. I'm out on the grill, cutting potatoes. And he's like, ah! Like, what? China scored again. I'm like, he was locked in to the Little League final. Locked yep. in.
I watched way too much of it over the last couple of weeks. Even the softball, like way too much. But like even the when Ravitch is there and he's doing the big setup and he's talking about Taipei's pitching and then like, well, but Nevada, they can hit. I'm like, they're done. They're toast. Which makes sense, Nevada. They're playing 12 months a year. You probably got some boppers. You think of Bryce Harper and stuff. But, yeah, I knew they never had much of a chance. I feel your dad, though. I love that he was all the way in on that, watching that. We heard the highlight, Cal Raleigh coming in, 48-49 yesterday. So a lot of people are going to talk about the AL MVP odds, and we'll get into it as well. I took a look this morning over at Fangraphs just to see what the Fangraphs wore, the difference between Raleigh and Judge. Identical, 7-3 to 7-3. But even after yesterday's two home runs, Raleigh sets the record most home runs by a catcher. He plays a premium position. Judge is still the favorite. He's still a slight favorite. We're looking. What was the official one? Maybe you're getting +140 on the Raleigh side, something like that. Yeah, +135. I saw Judge -155. Judge still the favorite. I don't know, man. I'm starting to think that might be a Cal Raleigh winner there.
Obviously, shop around for the price. MGM has Raleigh +105. So if you can get a bigger plus price, obviously do that. Not that home runs are going to dictate the MVP running, but Raleigh's got 49. Mm-hmm. Judge has 40. And there's a chance, I mean, he's only played in 128 games. We have an entire month of the season. If Cal Raleigh hits 60 home runs, he's winning the MVP.
Yes.
Again, home runs don't decide it, but big numbers do. And if we can put a fat 60 on it, and the way he's swinging the bat, why not? He's got four more weeks to play. That's, what, 2.5 home runs a week? Mm-hmm. Which is very attainable. Guys are pitching to him, too, because that lineup has gotten protection. That's the one thing that people don't realize. They're pitching to him more because you can't pitch around him because of the moves they made, right? Bringing in Suarez, bringing in Naylor. You can't really pitch around Raleigh. So he's seeing a lot of fastballs. And I don't think that pitchers fear him like they pitch Judge, which isn't a knock on Raleigh. It's more of an admission that he's probably going to hit 60. Knock on wood if he stays healthy. And if he hits 60, he's winning this.
Remember when 40 and 50 was a monster number? That's how I grew up. Like 40. Oh, he's a 40-40 guy. It's unbelievable. And now it's 60. And I think you're right. If he hits 11 more homers, that number, how do you pass on a guy for MVP if he had 60 homers? Now, others would argue, look at the average, look at the weighted runs created plus. Judge has a big advantage there. He's in New York. There will be some of that. Like, I even heard it last night, Boog Shambi. He's like, Judge is far and away the better hitter. And some will just look at that. I think you've got to take the catching into account too, though. Like, I think you're right with the 60, but I think you'll also have voters that want something different, and then they're going to look at the catcher angle and how valuable he is. And they have a great rotation out there in Seattle. I think there are a lot of things going Raleigh's way.
Jake, if you're wondering, if you wanted to parlay Cal Raleigh with the Bills to win the Super Bowl, that's going to pay out. MGM would load for me. Oh, I can't even parlay that? Boo! I was trying to parlay my Super Bowl pick with Cal Raleigh MVP, and they will not let me do it. You're right, though, about being the catcher. I mean, that's the most important position. I've always thought it was up the middle, catcher, middle infield, center field. Yep. But he's managing a pitching staff. He's going to hit 60 home runs, likely. I would make him favor to hit 60. And most importantly, he's new. He's a new character. The voters probably never thought this was possible, and voters do get in their feels. I've sat next to writers for years. The new toy, that first year through, is the hottest thing on the block. So while he's not favored, I think he should be.
Yeah, I'm there with you. And people know in the back of their minds, Judge is probably going to win it again. You know, is that fair? I don't really know that it is, but it's part of it. All right, saw this promotion yesterday on X from at SP Shoot. The boys are back together Monday morning at BetSweat. You're stuck with Joe Ostrowski and me through the Super Bowl, which the Buffalo Bills are winning. Is this a new revelation? Have you been watching Hard Knocks? I have not seen any of the episodes. When did you come up with this?
Last week, Fox had me put together my summerly story. Every summer, I do seven futures. And for the last 5 years at Fox and the last 6 years of my life, it's been very simple. Kansas City Chiefs win Super Bowl. I don't know why, man. Call it a hunch. Call it a gut feeling. I think this is the best team yet for Josh Allen. He's clearly at his best level off the MVP. For the first time in my life, hand on heart, I have made a bet on the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl. They are my second highest power rated team. So I have Baltimore 1, Buffalo 2, Philly 3. I just can't. I can't put my money on Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. That might not be fair. I know the Ravens are really good, but for some reason, they turn into bubblegum in the playoffs. And I think Buffalo adding White at corner, bringing in Bosa, the entire offense is back. And I think Josh Allen's the most valuable player in the league. He might not win the MVP again, but that team, if it's not this year, Joe, it might never happen. So I did find myself on Buffalo. I got Buffalo over San Francisco. Write it down.
Over San Francisco. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So those are two teams that are at this. Now San Francisco, you got obviously a longer shot. I was thinking about our conversation we're going to have later about Washington. Washington and San Francisco are basically the same number when you talk about NFC and Super Bowl. To your point about Baltimore, if it feels like we're in repeat, I'm hearing a lot of Ravens love. Like, people are like, I know what's happened before, and it happened again last year, and we know the playoffs and this and that, but they're in on the Ravens. So like, this is the best version of the Ravens. It won't be me. I understand what they're saying. I won't be there. I hear where you're at with Buffalo. It's kind of like the conversation that we've had with Atlanta. Like, I have been saying Buffalo, Buffalo. Like, they're one of my favorite teams to bet on for years now. I don't know. Is this a time? I'm not sure yet, but I can't sit here and say that I have my official pick. We still got a little bit of time, week and a half, before we have that season opener. I'm not going to fight it. I mean, what are they missing? They have everything they need, and of course, it starts with the quarterback. By the way, I went to that Bills-Bears game, that Sunday Night Football, and I know that the next morning you were talking about the Bears hype, which was justified. I'll say this. people ask me, how was it? Are people going crazy about the Bears? And I just say, you know, I haven't listened to a lot of sports radio. Go to the urinal. Bunch of strangers. Don't know anybody in there. Aside from my son, he's by the sink waiting. Guy looks around, a couple down from me. He just looks around. He yells, "Boys, Bears are back."
Oh, yep. Of course. I don't know if you saw the clip on social media. You better, you bet. Bears are a 10-win team. Playoffs.
No.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, playoffs?
Playoffs.
I thought you were going to go further. Say the North win or something like that. Wow. All right. Not a Super Bowl edition. Just playoffs.
For now. Mm-hmm. By the way, before we step away for our first break, Shout out Tommy Fleetwood. For the first time in 164 starts, he wins on the PGA Tour. That was awesome.
Six runner-ups, 30 top fives, finally breaks through. Congratulations to Fleetwood. Glad you went out of your way to bring that one out. Countdown to kickoff continues. The Commanders next on BetSweats. Joe Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network, BetMGMNetwork.com, at the BetMGM Network on YouTube and Twitch. First hour every day, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. We are live on Stadium. Thanks for hanging out if you're watching us over on Stadium. So the countdown to kickoff continues. Man, Sam, how many teams are left? I see that we're down to Washington today. Looking forward to that breakdown. We'll talk to Jenks in more detail coming up at the top of the hour. But we're starting to get to those high win totals. Win total of 9.5. Is it, like a handful of teams left here?
Well, judging by the board at BetMGM, after the Commanders going from bottom to top, Lions, Chiefs, Eagles, Bills, Ravens. That's it.
It was a 6.5 win total a year ago. So everything goes right. Jaden Daniels is a superstar. They were praying that he was going to be. They have new ownership. New quarterback, new OC, which they are able to keep important, I think, even though as people get more tape on Cliff Kingsbury, they kind of figure out what his game is. It was perfect last year. How's it going to work in year number two? They were able to keep him. Dan Quinn did a great job. Like some people thought there's a ceiling to Quinn, and maybe they end up being right, but year one was phenomenal. You are coming off of Ron Rivera, but they hit on everything. So when people bet on regression, meaning negative regression, there are a certain number of checklists, right? The Commanders hit them all, man. So I understand why a lot of people that kind of look at the numbers are saying, this is not a repeatable performance. The Commanders are well aware of that. And that's why they were proactive in the offseason. They go out and they get Laremy Tunsil to be their left tackle. Let's bring in Deebo Samuel. We need some help on the outside. Their no-name receivers are gone, and they're like, okay, well, let's replace some of those guys. Yami Brown's gone. Zacchaeus, people excited with the Bears because he's had a great preseason. Okay. They move on from Jonathan Allen, a terrific interior defensive lineman. But they make some big adds. They add to that D-line with Kinlaw. And I mentioned those players on offense. We'll see about Deebo. I don't know. I mean, he got paid and doesn't seem to be the same guy as he's been dealing with some injuries and some other stuff going on. But now he's a great quarterback. So we shall see. But when you're with Shanahan, you really are in a great situation. Now, 12 wins last year. They don't win the division. That was, of course, the Eagles. They nearly double the win total. We always bring up what the Vikings did with a win total of 6.5. Just as impressive, Washington, win total of 6.5. They win 12. So that's why it bumps up 3. Got to get to one score games, though. One score games, they have a record of 8-4. The close wins, 1, 3, 3, 3, 4, 5, 5 and 6, whole lot of them. 8 of their 12 wins were by one score. And here's the big one, Sammy. fourth down conversion rate, maybe unlike something we've ever seen, because in recent seasons, we all know that teams are willing to go for it on fourth down a whole lot more. So when you talk about them hitting at a very high clip, I don't know that it's even comparable to anything we've seen before, because they had 23 fourth down attempts. They converted 20 of them, 87% conversion rate on fourth down, 8-4 record in one score games. They know they need to get better, and the schedule is getting tougher.
It screams regression, but here's my first hesitation. They have an MVP caliber quarterback. If you want to talk Minnesota, they're going to start a first-year quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. And I like Minnesota, for the record. Everybody knows that. I like them to make the playoffs. I bet that at plus 105, even money, depending on where you got it. I have a little bit of both. But if you look at the markets for MVP, there's only four players that have shorter odds than Jaden Daniels. And you know who they are. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. That's it. And I wrote a story about this for Fox about the Commanders because they're clicking, as you would imagine. And I talked to a guy who's really close to the team. And here's his direct quote about Jaden Daniels. It's tough to find anyone in the building who thinks last year was a fluke. It's a pretty powerful quote. Now, maybe they're worse in one-score games. Maybe the defense shows some more warts. Maybe the offense isn't as efficient. And also, you have to consider, there's a full year of tape on this offense. I don't know that it matters, though. If you think about how Jaden Daniels has flipped the switch, it started with a very, very interesting idea of how to train and how to be ready for game-like situations. Jaden Daniels, when he was at LSU, they implemented virtual reality.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is they throw the stuff on them, and they play it at super speed. So rather than get reps in practice, which he does, I mean, he's out there on the practice field, but they do a lot of behind-door, high-speed virtual reality where Kingsbury and company are able to throw way more at him and make him adapt and make him play on the run and play sort of street ball, which we all used to play. Nothing better than calling hike and trying to make a play on the playground. Well, he did it in college at LSU. In the first year he had the VR, he won the Heisman Trophy. Okay, comes to the NFL. They take the VR to the next level. The source told me when they challenge him mentally, they get more out of him. And they do these drills at super speed now in D.C., so they're able to script all kinds of things like, let's bring this safety, let's bring a corner blitz. And he's in this room with the virtual reality reacting on the fly. So his ability to see the future before it happens is almost, I don't want to say otherworldly because that's hyperbolic, but his ability to adapt on the fly is very, very next level. And that's because they practice this and they train him that way. So when I heard about this, I didn't know much about it. Like, I knew at LSU they did a lot of VR. But they said that the stuff that they threw at him last year, most quarterbacks wouldn't even sniff a sense of accomplishment. He's thriving on this virtual reality at super speed. That doesn't necessarily translate to success on the NFL Sunday playing field.
Well,
but when you hear that, does that kind of change the way you think? Because it changed the way I think about it.
I'm so glad you brought this up. And it reminds me of an interview that I listened to last summer. And I kind of listened. I thought it was cool. And I'll explain why for a number of reasons. But I didn't think about it and say, okay, he's going to be so far ahead of everybody else. But then we saw the results. And I don't know that that's the reason. I think it's part of it. You know, I don't know how much you looked into this. You know who was behind that, the VR stuff when he was at LSU?
Was it Joe Brady?
No, it was. You'll know the name because of baseball background, but maybe a lot of people won't. It's a guy they call the Thomas Edison of at LSU. They call him the Thomas Edison of sports tech. It is Jack Marucci, the guy that started Marucci Bats.
The bat company.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. So he went into, I heard an interview with him where he was going into great detail about it, and it sounded unbelievable. Totally next level stuff. I thought it was really cool, but I didn't know how much it was going to help him. But like, think back when he was at LSU, how much better was he than, say, Arizona State? And some of that is progression and, you know, learning more and all that. But I think that is really cool, and it is not talked about enough. So this is probably, and I'm sure a lot of teams are doing it now, but I thought it was really cool that the guy that started this bat company, Jack Marucci, he was behind all this, and he's been working at LSU for a number of years and helping these quarterbacks. Makes me think about Nussmeier, doesn't it? A couple years of this.
It does. It does. And I first heard it because I'm on the phone with this guy, and he's talking about computers and VR, and I'm like, yeah, that doesn't matter. And yeah. He said, dude, it matters. He said that Jaden Daniels is improvising in these drills like a seasoned vet, not like a second-year player. And this is not a guy that is going to benefit from the team being good. Mm-hmm. He's not a team employee, so he's not feeding me, you know, this goodwill bill. Think about this as a rookie, because we're always going to compare these two. As a rookie, Caleb Williams completed 62.5% of his passes. As a rookie, Jaden Daniels completed 69% of his passes. That might not sound like a lot, but 6.5% is a huge deal in our racket. To be 6.5 percentage points better than somebody, especially when that somebody went first in the draft, that's absurd. So we start there. We start with the quarterback. Yeah. The offense got better. The defense got better. The coaching staff is still intact. The front office is clearly trying to build around him. I'm not going to say win the NFC, win the Super Bowl, because you already know my NFC champ and my Super Bowl champ. But are we overthinking this as a collective and looking at this win total and seeing 9.5 and thinking, well, they got to go under because they overachieved. What if they're better this year on offense? What if they're more efficient? They're winning 10 games.
I just think back to that division. First gut, what place will they be in?
Second.
So you got Dallas in third?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, the Parsons thing has changed a lot for me. I'm sorry, it has.
I get it. Why would it not? And he's as impactful as almost anyone on that team. Obviously, second most impactful player. I get it. Yeah, that's the tough part. Okay, maybe the answer is neither, but if you had to pick, and people, listeners know that you're higher on Minnesota than most. If you had to pick one of those two teams that had a win total a year ago of 6.5 and greatly exceeded those expectations, just smoked them, right? The market was wrong on both of those teams. If one team comes back down to earth, which team is it more likely to be? If I'm going to answer my own question, I would think you have to point to the team that has the questions at quarterback, because Washington doesn't. And with all this said, Sammy, I'm like, I'm going back a year, and everything you said is a fair point. But it's everything that was said about the Houston Texans last year. The exact same stuff. They knew there was going to be a regression. They improved the roster because they knew this was coming, and it just still ended up falling apart. Not saying that that's going to happen with the Washington Commanders, but I understand why that comp is there.
And obviously, I was on Houston to regress last year. I didn't weigh enough how bad the AFC South was. That's not an issue in the NFC East. And look, there's a chance the Giants could pick off a game or two. If this Dart kid plays the way he's played in the preseason, in the regular season, that's a 5 or 6 win team. And maybe you can beat Philly once or beat the Commanders once. It's not impossible. It's the NFL. The NFC North, I think, is easier to dominate for the Vikings because of their defense. I'm a big fan of that defense. I think it's a top three defense in the league. So I'm inclined to think the defense weighs, defense travels, defense won't let you down. But elite offense is also the name of the game. Look at the last six Super Bowl teams. It's all elite offenses. So it's a very tough question. I like them both. I think it's more likely the Commanders make the playoffs than the Vikings. And the math will tell you that too. I mean, the Vikings are even money. The Commanders, I have the prop shop up right now. Prop shop has Commanders minus 140 to make the playoffs. So there it is. I'm not looking to lay 140 though. I'd rather go over the win total at minus 115 over 9.5.
Yeah. And like one of my first thoughts was, oh, I wonder what the Commanders are. Maybe you can get a good number on them to miss the playoffs. And you can't. I saw plus 125 out there. Like, that's not a good number. So I really can't sit here and say that the market is out of whack because it's plus 125 to miss. You got a little plus money. Like, it's not that Lions price that we've been talking about. So it's tough to come up with a bet. Maybe we'll come up with something props-wise. But as far as team stuff, I'm not betting on them to win the NFC, the Super Bowl, the division. I don't have a strong angle on the win total either. Might have to come up with some player stuff. And I don't think the playoff angle is there as well. So we'll get to that top of the hour with Jinx. Next, Case of the Mondays, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network. Oh, it's been a while. We'll have even more ammunition come full on football season. Looking forward to that. Case of the Mondays here on Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network. Thanks for hanging out. It's Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. Top of the hour, Michael Jenkins from the Daily Tip will be dropping by, get his thoughts on the Commanders. He covers that team on a regular basis, so I'm curious if he can kind of separate things and where he ends up landing on Washington, if he thinks it's going to be more of a down year than what we saw one season ago. We'll get to that. But Case of the Mondays, we break down anything that bothered us from over the weekend, and there's always a couple of things. I mean, Sam was even texting me last night that, you know, he's got the knife out for multiple people on Case of the Mondays. I'll get to mine coming up in a couple of moments. Sam, what are you thinking? What is your Case of the Mondays?
We've discussed this on the show before, and I don't want to wax poetic and waste precious moments of our segment here, so I'll be very brief on this. If you were married over a month ago, nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares. If you were married in the middle of July and you're still engagement farming your wedding stuff on August 25th, you're getting pow. You're getting muted. It's over. The wedding has been over for 5 weeks and you're still sharing. It's enough. We've seen it all. We don't want to see anymore. Okay? Any of you that get married, that get married on April 15th. If you're still posting pictures on May 20th, everybody wants you to stop. Nobody has the balls to say it, though. So we'll start with that. I want to actually go to Friday night. So on this show Friday, I gave out the Chiefs because, as you know, I have access to a lot of accounts and I can see what people are doing. And my guys came in, you know, Ricky and them, they came in, they bet the Chiefs on the money line and they laid minus 130. I saw it in the account. Kate and I were talking about the preseason card and I said, all right, I'm going to give this out on this show. So it was my lightning bet on Friday and it was Chiefs minus 130. At the time, they were a 1.5 point favorite. Well, the Bears blitz continued, Joe, and the Bears actually went off as a 2 point favorite. Okay, didn't get the best of the number. Hand up. I did not, but I tailed a professional bettor and gave it out on the show. So there's one of these guys on X that just gives me the business every time I'm wrong. And that's fine. It's part of our life. He tweets me right when the game's about to start. Oh, didn't get the best of that number, did you? Didn't respond. I'm going to see how this plays out. Again, need the Chiefs to beat the Bears, preseason week number 3. At the end of the third quarter, it is 27-10 Chiefs, 27-10. I don't even know what the live number was. It had to be, I mean, there's a 90% chance or greater that the Chiefs win that game. I didn't look at the live spread. I also couldn't even watch the game out here, which is maybe a different story for a different day. We can't watch preseason games now because you have to have this NFL plus Paramount package. So didn't even really watch the game. Didn't even watch it. Didn't see a snap of it. Well, turns out the Chiefs played their fifth stringers in the fourth, and Ben Johnson is still throwing Bajent and the twos out there. So the Bears are now playing against guys that probably won't even make the CFL. And the Bears score 19 fourth quarter points, including the game winner with 4 seconds to go, and the Bears win. And this same guy decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull this phone out. I'm going to tweet at Sam. Nice pick. Really? Really? Is that my fault? Did I give the wrong bet out? Come, give me a break with that, right? Is that my fault?
Ridiculous. So now I'm going down this other tangent because you brought up this NFL Plus thing. I didn't know that that was the case. If you want to watch out-of-market preseason games, here's something else where they bend you over. Monthly, $14.99. Annual cost, $100. You get live preseason games, live local and primetime games, live game audio, NFL Network and films, okay? NFL Red Zone, already have that. Game replays. Some people like it. I've heard positive things about it. I've never paid for it. I couldn't imagine paying $100 for an out-of-market preseason game. Wow. Another way for them to get over on you. Jesus, it's so damn greedy. It's so ridiculous. How about all those overs that hit in the preseason? That was wild. Because for years we hear, oh, you got to bet unders. You got to bet unders. Look how low. The numbers are so low for a reason. You got to go under. And then every time I turned around, Sam, and you were following closer than I was last week, like it was over city, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first 16 games, I think it was 14-2 to the over. Yeah. And then you had that wave of people saying, well, this can't continue. And then it didn't in week two. Paul was actually talking about this. I think it was 9-8. I can't remember exactly how much. Well, it couldn't have been 9-8 because that'd be.
It was split. Yeah.
8-8 then? 8-8?
Is it 8-8 or 8-7-1, something like that?
Okay. Yeah. It kind of came back to the middle. I mean, it didn't go heavy under. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't track what they did in the third week. But yeah, that first preseason week, for sure, the overs were 14-2.
All right. Here's my case of the Mondays. I'm putting some risk into this one because I don't know if it was talked about. You lose track of days. You don't know exactly when it happens. It wasn't quite a week ago, but it may have happened late last week. But I got to mention this. Even if you talked about it, I still think it's worth circling back. All right, let me set the scene. You've got First Take, right? Stephen A. Smith, comedian Drewski, and Monica McNutt.
Okay.
So Drewski likes Shedeur Sanders, right? That's, I guess, known. And Drewski is wearing a Barry Sanders jersey. Take a listen to this clip that certainly made the rounds a whole lot over the last few days. Here's Monica McNutt on First Take.
Right. So the jersey. Let's get into it because obviously this ties to one Shedeur Sanders who balled out in his first preseason game.
No. This is Barry Sanders.
I'm sorry about that. Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders. But the tie, come on.
She thought he was wearing a Shedeur Sanders jersey. He had the Lions light blue, 20 on the front. Sanders across the front, like normally where you would see it on the back, across the front, and Monica McNutt thought that was a Shedeur Sanders jersey or shout out or whatever it was in some form or fashion. Not the 1988 Heisman winner, not the NFL MVP when he was with the Detroit Lions, not the guy that
retire too early. If he played another year, he probably breaks Walter Payton's rushing record, one of the big sports stories of all time. Has no idea what she's talking. I blew my mind, Sam. And I know some people have it out for ESPN, but I had to watch that video like five consecutive times. I'm like, there's no way this happened. There's no way. You are on the ESPN platform. You do stuff on SportsCenter. You cover, you know, not her fault, but like she covers more so the NBA, WNBA. But she is on this platform. She does do stuff for other sports. When you're on First Take, you're not just the NBA guy, NBA woman, I'm sorry, especially in the summer. Like there's not, at this point in the summer, there's not a lot of NBA to discuss. You're looking forward to football. And Drewski, Stephen A., had to correct her. You couldn't, that's not something you can just kind of let go. Like sometimes maybe you're on the air and somebody makes a mistake and you just move past it. You got to clear that up immediately. Boy, man, I don't like calling for people's jobs most of the time, unless I really hate them. And I'm not doing that, but that's hard to get past. Like I've made mistakes. You've made mistakes on air. That's going to happen, but this isn't a mistake. This is just lack of knowledge of one of the greatest NFL players, the NFL, which carries everything in sports media. Just lack of knowledge. Just doesn't even know who Barry Sanders is. I mean, it just blew. It blew my mind, man. And I know she's younger and she probably didn't watch him play. She wasn't born or old enough. But man, I don't know how you come back from that and put her on anything that isn't NBA or WNBA.
Give me a break with the she didn't watch it. If I saw a Colts uniform with a certain number, I would know it's Johnny Unitas. If I saw Jim Brown's jersey, I would know. If I saw a New York Jet 12, I would know it's Joe Namath. Miss me with the she didn't see him play. That's not an excuse if you work at the worldwide leader.
Yeah.
She doesn't know ball. And if you don't know that by now, you're just not paying attention. ESPN is cooked. And that's why, I don't know if you were here or not. Maybe it was Kate and myself when I unsubscribed from ESPN Plus live on our show.
No, I was here, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm done. I'm not paying $12 a month to watch Vibe Check. It's not happening. Not in this lifetime.
Nope. Go back to Vibe Check.
Nope, ain't happening.
And I don't like it when fellow media members call for other people's jobs, but I'm not going to sit here and argue against it. Like I don't like that, like in our space, I hate that GRP is taking a victory lap on our friend Adam Chernoff, like saying that he cost him his job. Like, what are you getting? I don't understand what people get out of that. Other people getting fired or losing jobs because they're jealous. Like, sorry, GRP, but that's a fact. Like, you've been jealous of Chernoff and you've been on this rampage for a while. But like, I don't like that, but I would understand if they have to make some sort of a move. Man, that, I don't know how you come back from that. That's brutal. That is brutal. Thinking that was a Shador Sanders jersey. Like,
probably, man, the most talented running back of all time.
Yeah. Best that I ever saw. Bear fans would hate me for saying that. Best that I ever saw. Joe O, Sammy P, Jenks is next on the Commandos right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.